Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The Dagger. Flaw Skin. Mr. Del Negro on the beat. Good looking up. Haha. That's what it do. Jack up the beats, the album. Yo. The time has come for me to be the man that I'm supposed to be. Still ain't got a mini me or been to jail for felonies. I'm 27 black, educated, that's my good side. On the other hand, an alcoholic is a getting high. You wanna know why? Too bad I ain't got the time. But my life is in my music, so just follow my rhyme. It's just like Optimus Prime, but used to hide it in the truck. My autobiography, we ain't giving a fuck. And then I
transform,
protect myself from hating after stepping out. But if you stay here, I won't even trip, I carry on. I'm living in these fantasies, I'm sticking to reality. I ain't smiled in a while, dealing with the tragedy. Tried to help the victims. I what bitches do, what bitches do. I focus on my one woman now, and she ain't you. So get a clue or something, bitches, get out my face. I come in first in any race, look, you can't even play. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. Respect is only given when you have it to give. If it's not for me, it's not for you, and that's how it is. I got no squares up in my circle, cause they not gonna fit. Hating niggas just like Devo, I'm not Craig with a brick. That's why I can't shit, cancel it. If I do, I'll fall behind.
No one's gonna give it to you.
Fuck it then, I'm taking my rather still loot and kill, pillage and plunder. Become a disrespectful brother, slap the shit out my mother.
Never that.
No matter how hard it gets, I got sins. I just have these kind of thoughts when shit be getting too tense. Gotta face the facts, I'm responsible for where I'm at. Looking back at shit I did, I should've never done that. Should've let the money stack and fit his college out the gate. Keep my mind on school and money, bitches can wait. I hope you niggas hear me, you can do your dirt and keep it clean. You niggas buying bitches, looking homo in your skinny jeans. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Up, gotta build my grind up before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up, gotta build my grind up before my hind. Will someone help me, please? Look, I'm praying on my knees. God knows what I need.
What?
He created weed, so I stay high. Cloud 9 resident. The higher that I get, my other problems get irrelevant. My music is my evidence, I'm better than y'all. And every beat is scared of death, cause I'm killing them all. Off the
alcohol,
80 proof, plus I'm fizzing in the booth.
Dagger's about to let loose.
I call it how I see it, you ain't gotta believe it. I make niggas stay serious. I'm still undefeated. My confidence,
respectable.
My lyrics,
they untouchable.
We superheroes, flossing. Yeah, the new and proved
incredible.
I'm highly intellectual.
Listen.
My style is perpetual. I won't kill you, I'll just turn your body to a vegetable.
Gotcha.
I don't give a fuck, out of luck, if I stay stuck. Yep. So I'ma grind until I shine until the dagger times up. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind. I gotta build my mind up, gotta build my shine up. Gotta build my grind up, before my hind's up. Got a lot of shit I gotta do, and I let nobody stand in my way. You know what I mean? The Dax, Flaw Skin, LA, all day. Once again, good looking out on the beat, Chachi. You know what I mean? Google boy, Google up. My time's up.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mackey.
All the girls go out in the hall, please. I need to speak with the boys of this class, okay? Boys, we have a very serious problem. I just come from the men's restroom, and somebody went number 2 in the urinal.
What's a urinal? The wall toilet for peeing in.
And some jokester took a poop in it, okay? Now, I want whoever did it to come forward right now. And it will be less painful for everybody, okay?
Who would take a dump in the urinal? It's such a senseless crime.
Mr. Mackey, I think you might want to entertain that this is some kind of conspiracy. Just like 9/11.
Oh, God, here we go again. 9/11 was not a conspiracy, fat ass.
Oh, really? Do you just believe everything you're told, Kyle?
Excuse me? Can we get back to the issue, please? You all don't seem to understand how serious this is. Now, who made Dookie in the urinal? Oh, you think it's funny, huh? Okay, okay. You're gonna think it's real funny when the police get here.
Yes, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Dagger. You are listening to Slap Sundays on Bang Out Radio, and I'd like to thank everybody who's out there listening to me right now and online land, if you're on your phones, if you jacked in. If you're hearing my voice right now, I just want to thank you straight out the gate, all right? The Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. And, yes, I'm back again for another week. Another week of trying to slap the stupidity out of people. Another week of trying to make things just a little bit better in the world and do the best that I can to do my part in order to do that. Of course, we're playing those slappers all day, every day, from the top indie artists from all around the world. And we're also doing everything we can, like I said, to keep peace, because there's just a lot going on right now. And it's a lot that I'll try to stay out of. But I'm just always in the middle of some shit, but it's okay. Like I said, I'm hoping everything works out for everybody, and we're just going to try to do the best that we can to keep moving forward. Let me get my business out the way as I do every day. First, shout out Topaz Lachey, the big boss lady herself. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. None of this would be going on. Get about to get real live out there in the 661. So all y'all out there in the 661 tonight, or if you're going to go out to the 661, it is the exclusive Players Ball tonight. All right, y'all? So that's at, let me get my information here, the exclusive Players Ball tonight in Mizuka is 42101 Sierra Highway in Lancaster, California. Ladies, you are free before 10:30. So I know y'all need to hurry y'all asses up and get dressed and get the fuck up out there, because I know how y'all be always crying about never getting into the club, you know, free and shit. So I'm free before 10:30. After 10:30, it's $10 for everybody. Everybody come dressed to impress. It is the Players Ball, fellas, so make sure you got y'all suited and boots on, you know what I mean? Because if you don't, then you ain't the player like you should be, all right? Let's see. Live performances. Remember, you got to be 18 to party, 21 to drink, and you don't want to miss what they got going on out there, all right, y'all? So Topaz Lachey, may y'all be safe out there and get it cracking at Mizuka's. I want to thank all the independent artists that have submitted some things, that have submitted their music, that have submitted their slappers, their hood bangers, their anthems. I want to thank all, and the weed tracks. Don't get it twisted for the smoke session. I want to thank y'all for keep sending me y'all new shit. I need that. I want to thank, let's see, we're going to thank all the producers out there. I want to thank my past Dagger's Beauties and future Dagger Beauties, you know. I want to thank y'all and anybody else. If you want to get into me, if you want to, not into me, oh, God, this drink, man, it's killing me already. What am I sipping on this week? Let me hold on, gotta. So Tequila Sunrise, and it is strong. If you don't know what Tequila Sunrise is, that's like a whole lot of tequila, a little bit of orange juice, a little bit of pineapple juice, you know what I mean? You got to mix it up, you know, get a little tropical every now and then. All I'm missing is a fucking umbrella in my shit. But we're going to get into this, y'all. Remember, if you want to listen, if you want to call and tune in, it's 661-621-7559. Press 1 if you want to holler at the Dagger. We can get into anything y'all want to talk about. If you want to get at me on the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I'm on Uvu, Skype, any of that shit. The Dagger MF. Holler at me, all right, y'all? But we're gonna get right into Slap Sundays with the number one slapper right now. Still waiting on the damn video, Topaz. What you waiting for, girl? Because we're gonna hammer on these hoes. Let's get it.
Boss swag music.
Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. I'm the bomb, yeah, I run this. going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Swag so sick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like TikTok. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes, hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Chick, 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 chick. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb. I'm the bomb. I run this. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer, going hammer on you hoes. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Hammer on you hoes, going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you hoes. Going hammer on you
house. Yes, of course, going hammer all day, every day, as she does. Make sure you're at the Players Ball if you're in the 661 or if you can get out to the 661 because that's where it's going to be at. But we're going to keep this going, y'all. The Lions Den. This is my shit right here, y'all, because I be feeling like a star, like a star.
Like a star, the star, the star, the star, like a star.
I just wanna know how it feels to be king. Touch the stars, biblical or London. So many trips, packing gets redundant. A couple cars in my driveway, shop where I drop out of new shit. My way, chick European, just for the week. Meet me in Brazil, there's a party on the beach. Let me party with a freak. Money on my mind, time takes cake. Can't waste mine. It's like losing your breath, cause the money's so long that I'm writing your checks and you're humming my songs. I just wanna be on, running my city. No, it ain't Diddy, cause the rhyme. Track. I gotta make a milli. Don't mind me, I'm just rolling on a billy. Clouds distract you. I'ma make it battle that shit like it's Apple. I'm a mad baby.
that garbage can raccoon rabies. No mashed potatoes, but everything gravy.
Completely confused about 9/11.
Yes, we need to go over it again in the classroom so they understand what really happened.
Well, what really happened? There's strong evidence that what we were told isn't the truth.
Oh, no.
That's right. Did you know there were explosions seen at the base of the towers?
No.
Look, whatever you believe, the fact of the matter is somebody dropped a Duke in the school urinal, and there's still no explanation for that.
Mr. Mackey, there are more important things going on here.
More important? You aren't the one who had to walk into the boys' bathroom, okay, after having to wake up early. There's no coffee in the teacher's lounge, and then you walk into the bathroom just to find a big Duke laying there in the urinal, like it's laughing at you.
He's right. The turd could have been put in there to cover up 9/11.
No, I'm not saying they're related.
Yes, we're back. The Dagger, Slap Sundays, L.A. West Coast all day, y'all. And this is Bang Out Radio. So we're going to get right into the phone lines. Now, once again, remember, if you're calling in, it's 661-621-7559. We talk about anything and everything, and make sure you press 1 if you want to holler at me. All right, let's who's no, up number 15773. You got the Dagger. What it do?
Yo, what it do, though?
What it do, Pippin? Who this?
Yo, I'm trying to get my own radio station, though, but you know a nigga from Florida, though, and you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be put on.
Oh, your old man. Well, shoot, I don't know if I can hook you up with your old man. I don't got that kind of power myself, but what I can do maybe, you know what I mean, I'll shoot me an email or something like that, man. I have you come co-host, give your own little segment or something, man. We gotta see what you can bring to the table.
You trying to hear me flow, though?
What's up?
You trying to hear me flow, though? I can flow like you ain't never know. I'm from the 81 track.
All right, man, go ahead. Let it go real quick. Let's hear it. Before you start, let the people know who you are, you know, what you represent, you know, and let them know all who about to go nuts on them real quick, and then go ahead and go right into it. Go ahead.
They call me Master Flow Ripper, so let me kick it. Yo, I was in the building. They want to know my name. I say, damn, I just pulled up. I got a fucking cane on my side. I ain't no pimp, no, you don't know me. Ask my friends, they call me the big homie, and I chill. And you know me, I'm the deal, and I keep it real, real. Hey, want to show y'all that. That's just a little sample for y'all out there on the radio.
Man, that's how it should be, boss, man. Hey, like I said, you got the email, right, man? You got a pen and paper, man? Make sure you jot this down, man, if you don't got it, man. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, man. Get at me. We can talk and handle some business. We can see what it do.
Yo, I'm too good for this motherfucker radio station, no.
Like I said, boss, who else we got on the phone line? Hold on real quick. Hold on for me. You gonna hang out for a little while? You got business handled.
Hell yeah.
All right, you hanging out. Hold on one quick second for me. Hold on for your boy. Hold on. We're going to bring in 7142. You got the Dagger. What it do? Hello? 7142? I guess you don't got the Dagger. It's all right. You can chill, hang out, listen. It's all good. But, yeah, man, but it's just crazy right now. What I want to get into and let people know about real quick is just that I've also actually noticed that more people are actually listening to this than I actually gave myself credit for, because I like to let y'all know is that I don't think myself highly of any – I don't think myself highly at all, mostly. You know, I put myself down a lot more than anybody else possibly could, so I don't really think a lot of people would be listening to me sit here and run my mouth for 2 hours every Sunday. But – come to find out, it's the complete opposite. People are actually listening. That means you guys are talking about it. That means you guys are spreading the word. And I'm very thankful for all that. Like I said, I love the help that y'all giving me, because I need y'all help just as much, because there's a lot of craziness going on. There's a lot of shit that I got to deal with. But also at the same time, I also notice that whenever I finish my show or when I'm done with my show, it's like three things that happen. There is usually those people that say, good show, great job, you know, loved it. There are those people that get mad and that are highly upset about my show because of whatever I'd have spoke on or what I'd have touched on or things like that. And then there are those that are, like, indifferent, like they want to be mad, but they know they can't be mad, they shouldn't be mad because I'm trying to do something positive. Let me just say this now. So, and this is to everybody. The Dagger has no intentions of hurting or harming anybody's feelings. That is not my intent. That's not what I set out to do every day. But at the same time, This is all I talk about is the shit that I know that's gone on in my life, things that I've experienced, people that I've come across, things that I've been involved in. So, and I'm not going to lie about what I've been involved in and what has gone on in my life. So I can't, I'm not going to do that. I can't do that because I've lied to myself enough about a lot of the shit that has happened in my life. So I'm not going to get up here and continue to keep doing that. So my intent is not to harm and, like I said, piss people off. This is just, like I said, this is like another form of therapy for me. So this is all, I got this and I got music. This is all I really got where I can express myself and get some shit off my chest when shit goes down and just try to calm down and relax and maintain myself. So if I get a little rattled, if I get a little upset, if I get a little angry, if it's any of those things, then there's a reason for that. But, I mean, I don't mean nobody no harm. I don't mean nobody no foul. I'm not even trying to put people on blast or put names out there and shit like that. I'm not that type of person. I could be, but I'm not, and I'm not trying to be. I'm just trying to, like I said, just trying to talk to y'all, let y'all know how I feel about things, let y'all know that I have had experiences, a lot of them. And bottom line is I don't blame anybody for anything that I've gone through, for anything that I've put myself through. I made every decision that I've made based on what I thought was right, or maybe not even on what I thought was right. Maybe I was looking out for somebody else. Maybe I was lying to myself, like I said. Maybe I was just turning the other cheek. I mean, but I can't, and I'm not going to blame anybody for anything that has happened in my life, because bottom line is I did it. I either let it ride, I didn't speak up when I could have, I spoke up at the wrong time. I acted like I didn't give a fuck when I really did. I mean, whatever happened, it was my fault, not anybody else's. So, but at the same time, like I said, I'm not going to apologize for the things that I say here. I'm not going to apologize for expressing myself without no limitations, without no hesitation, because that's what this is for. At least that's what I'm using it for. I'm using it to put these indie artists out here, to help network, to get people out here, to let people know what's up, get these beauties going. I'm out here to help. But I'm also helping myself because, like I said, I got nowhere else to go to fucking get shit off my chest, to talk. I don't got no real friends I can holler at about my personal problems. So they say when you can't trust friends or you can't talk to friends, the best people to talk to are strangers. So I got the rest of the world to holler at. But hold on, we're going to take one more call real quick. 3837, you got the dagger. What it do?
Hey, what's up, Dad? Good. What's happening with you, though? You know what I mean?
What it do, Ma? Who this?
This is Yaya for the love, though. You feel me?
Hey, what it do, Ma? How's it going with you? What's going on with you? What you got popping?
So, just blessed and trying to hang in there, you know?
Yeah, hey, like everybody else in the fucking world, man. Like I said, this shit is crazy. But shit, yeah, you need to be one of my beauties. Yeah, I know you're trying to jack. You can just call it in or whatever, but you need to set you up a photo shoot or whatever. We need to get you some clients and shit like that. You don't be fucking with your boy like you should.
Well, you know, I was trying to, dig it, but we're going to talk about that later, though. But I want to get that request, though, fucked up. You feel me?
Oh, okay. I'm gonna get that in. Good looking out. But shit, what you got going on with anything on your schedule lately? What's going on with you? Just out in the world, just chilling?
Yeah, I'm in the house for now. So, but you know, I'm trying to come out, but not trying to be, you know, too sluggish out there. You feel me? I'm trying to, you know, do some business things too. You feel me? Not every dad puts his foot around. You feel me?
I feel that, but like I said, when you set up shop or whatever, give me information. Like I said, I'm going to put it out there. I'm trying to help everybody, because as long as I'm helping other people, then people will turn around and help me. We could all get it together, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. I can dig
that. So what you got going on? You busy for the night? You going to hang out with me for a little while, or you got other things you got going? You know, a woman's opinion is always valuable.
Well, you know, I'm going to hang out with you for a little while, sure. I hope I can hang out with you later, too.
Ah, look at you. Hey, you better stop. Or we're going to get a nigga in trouble over the air. But shit, let me go get into this Touch by Rico and Marley B. All right, here we go.
Touch, 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 touch your body. Touching your body, girl. Touch, touch, touch your body. Touching your body, girl. I'ma touch your body. Touch your body, way he won't touch you, girl, he won't touch you. I'ma touch your body, way he won't touch you, girl, he won't touch you.
I'm ready. So let me in the game and get ready to rock steady. My niggas, so get 'em up. My job,
my job is still going cool, but it's just funny because now on one hand we don't got a boss because the person that fired me, like I said, was gone. So we've been kind of left to run our own thing, but at the same time we're trying to update all of our equipment and shit like that. So it's just a lot of paperwork and a lot of stuff going on. But it's just funny because, again, if you've been following me and my job, I work with nothing but, like, older women. There's, like, only one person around my age, one female that's around my age, like, two other dudes. One's borderline homosexual. The other one's, you know, just the boss man himself or whatever. So that's just us three and just nothing but women. And all the rest of them are, all like, cougar-type girls. Now, it is so funny how women talk about each other, or just, I don't know if it's just talking, period, or talk about each other. And it is... One thing I got to tell y'all, if you ever, this is for people that talk too much, that like to run y'all mouths. If you sit and just listen sometimes, you'll be surprised some of the shit you can hear, because other people just be talking and don't care who's listening and don't care what people got to say or whatever. You know what I mean? So you got to sit back and just listen sometimes. These women be talking about, they be dogging their husbands, their past boyfriends, they be dogging, they be talking about people's clothes. And but then these girls talk about each other like they wasn't just talking with their person right now. Because, see, I'm cool with everybody, right? So I just pass through the office, and everybody just tells me everything because everybody just likes me so much or whatever, I guess, at this point. But I know they be talking about my ass, too, and I'm not around. But it's just funny because I can go in one room, and these people be talking shit about somebody right in the next room. Then I go leave the room and come back, and the person that was just talking shit about, they in there laughing and giggling with. This has got to be a girl thing, because I've seen this happen way too many times. And this and there's no age factor in this, I don't think, because girls dog other girls so fast. And fellas, you do not want to be on the bad side of a girl if she's talking shit to other girls. Oh, the shit that women say, not only about each other, but about dudes, especially that they don't like. Oh, my Jesus, this is amazing, some of the shit that be coming out of y'all ladies' mouths. If y'all want to, that's fucking, ladies, if y'all want to call in right now, 661-621-7559, call in and tell me I'm lying, because I know y'all be having them type of conversations. If I'm not lying, I want to hear about some of the conversations y'all be having, because y'all be getting real deep into, you know, really, like, all of the niggas' guts and shit, because y'all just have no, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not going to say respect, just no filters when it comes to talking to each other. Like I said, fellas, you ever actually sit back and listen to a female conversation? Like, they be over there in the corner or something like that. I don't be trying to eavesdrop, but they be so loud that it's like I can't help but listen. So, I mean, it's not my fault that I'm hearing the shit that they saying, but it's like, keep your mouth shut. This is why I don't tell nobody nothing. You know what I'm saying? The best one of the Yin Yang songs I ever heard. You know, smoke by myself, drink by myself, fuck these hoes, oh my God. You got to do shit by yourself, because everybody likes to run their mouth and talk too much. And that's at work, that's in the streets. You know what I mean? I keep saying there's no loyalty. There's no trust in the world really anymore. It's scary. And these people at work be trying to tell me, yo, yeah, you can tell me anything. I got your back. We could, you know what I mean? Don't trust them, but you can trust me. Bitch, please. You ain't fooling me. We cool, you know what I mean? We cool, but I'm not about to sit here and tell you my information. I'm not going to tell you my thoughts. I'm not going to tell you who I think is cool in this office and who's not, because actually, to me, I don't give a fuck about what nobody got going on in this office as long as I'm getting my check. So they could talk about her. She could talk about her. She could not like her. They can be doing this person. I don't give a fuck as long as it ain't fucking up my check and I get paid when I'm supposed to get paid. Y'all can sit up here and do whatever y'all want to. So, I mean, because like I said, I mind my business, which is what a lot of what people don't do is mind their business, which is what they should be doing. But you can't force other people to do what they don't want to do. That's another thing I've learned, too. That's another little quote y'all can write down. You cannot force anybody to do something that they don't want to do. And like I said, you can force somebody. I know I'm just contradicting myself. I mean, you can if you want to do, but you're not supposed to. Nothing's good if it's forced out of somebody or onto somebody. You got to want to do it. You got to want to be with the person you're with. You got to want to do music. You got to want to do right. And if you don't, then that's okay, but that's on you. Don't get on the next person who actually wants to do something right, who actually trying to move forward, who actually trying to do something. If you just want to sit on your ass and not do a motherfucking thing, that's your prerogative and that's your business, so do it. Ain't nobody stopping you. I definitely ain't going to stop nobody from sitting on their ass because I don't care about you sitting on your ass. I'm not going to be sitting on my ass. I got shit to do. I got moves to make. I got, you know what I mean? I got money to make. I got bills I got to pay. So I'm not just going to sit on my ass. I'm going to keep it pushing. I'm going to keep it moving. And I'm going to keep these slappers knocking like this one right here. J.S., where's it at? Bring it back.
Working with, been helping a lot of cats. It's time to experiment. Losing me this crack, I said, dang it, I'ma work with this. Been going reality is tragedy. Street brainwashed nigga faculty. So don't get mad at me when I try to live this shit happily. Still on vivid athlete. These niggas ain't half for me. But when I feel they laugh to me, I'm back now telling rest in peace. Man, I do this shit with ease and fat. And I don't even need no pen and pad. I just get in and drop fat. And that's the math. I'm on the ground without the cash. I'm on the block without the mask. Got locked up with no stash. And I still made it happen, nigga. Pam got that blueprint. Fuck them if they lose lips. I just let them talk until I kill them for this foolishness. I've been about this paper and I off you with the benefits. Me and one of mine, don't just see turn black. Don't just say I'm in my prime. I just listen to my man and really thank him from the heart. But this is only where I start. See, I'm a scientist, bro. And really need this shit I talk. And if a man down a man to stop me, you gon' have to fall.
I've been through pain, and I'm still going through it. I just say fuck all the haters and just focus on my music. I got up off the street. Calling me back, it's just a part of my life up in the rest. I've been through. Nobody really knows me, nobody knows my pain. Nobody knows the shit that I don't suffer in this game. I'm trying to keep focused so I don't go insane. But it's hard when you a man and you suffer from pain. I've been through pain, and I'm still going through it. I just say fuck all the haters and just focus on my music. I got up off the streets, the streets keep calling me back. It's just a part of my life up in the rest. I've been through. Nobody really knows me, nobody knows my pain. Nobody knows the shit that I don't suffer in this day. I'm trying to keep focused so I don't go insane. But it's hard when you a man and you suffer from the pain.
Attention students, apparently Clyde could not have been the one who crapped in the urinal because Clyde had a colostomy at age 5. Okay. Now whoever did this unspeakable act is still at large. Boys' bathroom is closed until further notice. Because one of you thought it would be a good idea to pull down your pants, okay, hover your butt cheeks over the urinal, and squeeze out a chocolate hot dog, okay? You think that's funny, huh? Let me assure you, there is nothing funny about going up to a nice, clean, unsuspecting urinal. Okay, dropping your pants and then turning around, squatting over that urinal. Okay, maybe pulling your butt cheeks apart with your hands. Okay. Oh yeah, that's real funny. I'm gonna catch this son of a bitch if it's the last thing I do.
Yes, yes, the Dagger, Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for spreading the word about your boys. Thanks for letting everybody know that we got it cracking over here on Bang Out Radio. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Like I said, without y'all, there is no music. Without the music, there is no Bang Out Radio. We need each other, so let's keep it pushing. We going straight back to the phone line, 7282. You got the Dagger. What it do?
What does it?
What it does, man? Who this is?
KIP, what's cracking with it?
What it do, young bro? What it do, bro? How you doing, man? What you doing? Just waking up? Shit, nigga, what's wrong with you?
Oh, you know it.
Nigga, another long night of hustling and making that money, huh?
You already know.
As always, good to have you on the show, bro. What's going on your way? Any new updates? What's going on out there? Just big chilling?
No, man, I'm chilling, man. I just woke up and took the blunt from my mouth. What an update. Yeah, man.
Don't be telling her to yelling at my kids in the background, man. She's going to be doing that.
Yeah, you already know, man.
Yeah.
They doing their stuff.
Man. She can't be doing all that, man. Nah, but, bro, yeah, man. Just another week, man. How was your week, man? You made it another week, obviously.
Another week, man. And as far as hustling goes, shit is really looking up for your boy right now.
That's good. That's what I like to hear, man. Everybody who I'm talking to, even though they're going through some things right now, whatever, everybody seem to be doing, taking them steps that they need, you know. And it always gets worse before it gets better. So, like I keep telling everybody, like, just don't stop pushing forward, y'all. Just don't stop.
Oh, you already know. I know, man. I've been through it. You feel me?
Yeah, can't nobody stop,
the
man.
Tragedy and travesty of being me. You know what I mean? But shit. Motherfuckers who give up ain't worth shit, and anything worth having is worth working for, right?
Yeah, because ain't nobody going to hand it to you, man. Ain't nobody.
Ain't that the truth. I wish somebody would hand it to a nigga.
That's the motherfucking part. Everybody get twisted that they think they can just have their hand down. It's like they just going to be handed something. And it's like, man, ain't nobody going to hand
fuck
you
all
shit.
That. Ain't nobody hand me a motherfucking thing but a handful of problems.
Nah,
you can get that from a motherfucker with ease.
I mean, yeah, motherfuckers always gonna give them something if it's free, you know what I mean? Especially problems. Everybody got problems coming out their ears.
Everybody got enough of those to lend you some, you know what I mean?
You want some extra problems, I'll give you some of mine, motherfucker. Like, shit.
Right, but when it comes to, like, you know, solving issues and shit, motherfuckers is not there for that part, right?
I mean, yeah, when it comes to being positive, it's a lot harder to find people that's trying to be positive than trying to find motherfuckers that's just trying to be on some bullshit. There's a whole lot of people on some bullshit. I mean, that's easy. Like,
of course, and bad news travels hella fast.
So
it just travels way faster than good news.
So that shit is just crazy, man.
Motherfuckers who hadn't talked to me in months, nigga.
I try to keep my head down.
They go to jail. Everybody in their mama know it. Quit. You know
what
I mean?
Man, I'm trying to keep my head out. You know, I'm trying to keep my head out of the shit because, you know, at least me. You know me. I don't like getting involved in shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because you know me, kid. When I get involved, then it's a whole different story. You know what I mean? Because like when I'm on the outside looking in, it's like, okay, cool, mind your business, do what you're gonna do, woo, whatever. But once I'm in the mix and once you done thrown me in some shit, then it's a whole different side to your boy. And I don't be trying to bring that side to the table. You know what I mean? That side is not a good side. I be trying to stay away from that side. I'm scared of that side. People be thinking it's twisted.
Nah, I ain't scared of that side. I be trying to go for that side. That's what
see,
most people don't understand.
You like your dark side, or you
yeah,
like,
I'm with
you
that
shit.
Me?
I'm with the dark side too.
That shit.
I'm with the dark
issues
side.
Issues and the drama and shit. You know, that's a byproduct of life anyway. I'm with that shit.
Nah, man, nah, fuck
you. Nigga, bring it my way, nigga. I'm in love with that situation.
Nah, leave it. See, yeah, you like that shit, nigga. Stay the fuck away from this. You got problems. You got issues. I don't got nothing to do with that
shit. It make my blood pump like it's supposed to.
You be getting excited over that shit, nigga. See, it's niggas like you, man. Like I said, I love you, bro, no homo. But, I mean, it's niggas like you, man, that just be itching. You be on that, I wish a nigga would. Like, I
yeah,
wish.
Yeah, that's how I wake up in the morning. Like, who's going to be on my bad side? Nigga, I go in everywhere I go. I go in there like that. I go in fucking Costco like that. Fucking Rite Aid like that. I hope a motherfucker say something. Just doing all types of shit that you know you ain't supposed to do, man. Walk through the fruit aisle, grab three or four fruits. Start eating the motherfuckers right there. I'm hoping the nigga come say, hey, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, so your ass can flip on the motherfucking dude just trying to do his job.
Something as
like,
small
dude,
as that,
my
nigga. I'm itching for it. Like.
Yeah, nigga, nah, you scary. You scary, man.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, like nigga, you have a nigga post up, though. You know what I mean? Because too much drama land a nigga in that big people time out. I don't want to be there.
That's why, yeah, you don't want to go there again, nigga. Yeah, you already went through that before, nigga. Like I said, you came out mad at me, but I told you, nigga, I mean, honestly, right, what did I tell you before you went?
I came out mad, period. Shit.
Yeah, period, but what did I tell you?
No, I feel you.
Oh, okay, like, nigga, like.
I feel you. I mean, I never said I didn't feel you before, you feel me?
But nah, like
I
said,
just came out mad, you know, when your life go to shambles, I couldn't see a motherfucker not being angry about it.
No, yeah, but see, but that's what I'm talking about. But you didn't stop. You still here. You still pushing.
Yeah, what's
things are getting better. You can't stop. Hold on. Who's she talking about? She killing in the background, man. You can't
nigga,
posting this stuff over
the
airwaves, man. We
got
to keep this shit
okay,
confidential.
Okay, hold on.
Tell her don't be killing people
relax,
in the background. Not live on national, you know, live on the online radio station.
Nigga, let me tell you how black people kill a motherfucking mouse. You corner that bitch in, high five, nigga, and you chop his fucking head off on the counter.
Are you really over there hunting mice? You over there hunting meat?
Man. Motherfucker ran inside the house. We've been trying to get this shit for a couple of fucking weeks. It's the most cleverest of creatures, I swear
to
God.
Y'all got mouse hunt. Remember that movie, Mouse Hunt? When the two guys were turning around the mouse or whatever. Y'all need to set up mouse trap. Remember mouse trap?
Man,
mouse
we
trap
set mouse
shit.
Traps. The shit is like light on his fucking feet. Like the featherweight of mouses or some shit. That
but
nigga would skip
ass,
across
huh?
the
you got
trap
his ass,
like,
huh?
Fuck
you got
y'all.
Him. You got him, though, huh? You all excited now? You got him, huh? You got him.
Man, I feel like I did when I stabbed that dog.
Oh, wow. Now you're talking about animal
powerful.
Mutilation. Y'all got to get off the radio, man. Y'all can't talk about it. I'm not trying to shock jock people. Can't talk about animal mutilation. But y'all crazy. Where my brother at? Where'd he go?
He doing clean up right
something?
Now.
Okay, well, I'm going to get in the Daggers double play. Y'all going to hang out or y'all going to still hunt mice? You hanging out? Now, we gonna talk to you. I'm going to talk to you when we get back. Ty, we're going to get into some shit because, you know, a female's opinion is always needed. So, I mean, we're going to talk to you when we come back. I'm going to get into this Daggers double play. This one right now, today's Daggers double play is for all my niggas out there that's got it going hard right now, that's trying to do things, that's trying to, and I know how hard it is, so I want y'all to keep your head up, stay positive, because they're always looking at women like, you know, women always are the only ones that go through shit, that they are the only ones that got problems, that they're the only ones that got issues, that niggas is always supposed to be hardcore, you know, no emotion, no nothing gets to us or whatever, but I mean, niggas got shit they got to deal with too. Y'all want to know the shit I be dealing with? Just listen. Here we go. Daggers double play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My head up through all this shit, I'm serious. It's hard. It's real hard. Yeah. I'm gonna do it anyway. Yup. Can't quit. Can't give up. Can't. I won't. Too much I gotta do to win. This life is sin to put me in. The devil in the dagger skin.
The exorcist is scary.
I don't pretend I got a heart of gold, but keep it buried deep. Cause everybody wanna catch me slipping while I'm in the streets.
Nope.
I told you all
I barely sleep.
I suffer from insomnia. Sometimes I pass the time, I play the blues on my harmonica. Don't like the drama, still ain't got a baby mama or a bitch. I'm focused on the music shit, making hits and getting rich. So when you beat that dusty pitch, the dagger knocks it out the park. Roll a blunt and spark and laugh at niggas like they Kevin Hart. You like to bark but never bite. Niggas keep their muzzle on, I let them carry on. I'd rather get some drinks and guzzle on than write a song.
Call Red,
hit the stew and lay it out. Put copies in the people's hands so everyone can play it out. This is what I'm all about, but niggas want that other side. When I be on that crazy shit with all the guns and murder,
right?
So listen up, I make it clear, everyone can hear my words.
Fuck with me,
I'll leave you floating. I ain't talking weed or birds up the river.
Stupid nigga,
no one's there to witness
nope.
it. And if you ask for something, make sure it's what you want to keep.
Are you down on your luck?
Fucking nigga, keep your head
when the going gets tough.
Fucking nigga, keep your head up.
Is the life that rough?
Fucking nigga, keep your head up.
Keep your head up. And keep your head up.
When you're down on your luck.
Fucking nigga, keep your head
up. When the going gets tough.
Fucking nigga, keep your head
up. Is the life that rough?
Fucking nigga, keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
Keep your head.
I don't care about your laziness.
Nope.
I'm focused on my craziness. They smoking, I'm the haziest. My ex made me the shadiest.
No
more trust for anybody. Nigga, bitch, it doesn't matter. All I want is money. That's the only thing I'm going after. Up the ladder, gotta climb. Waste your time, but never mind. Niggas talk a lot of shit, but keep their ass behind the line.
Do your crime and cross the line so I can make you understand.
Something like a poster guy.
What's cracking with you, Caroline?
What's understand? A psycho killer. Dagger don't know how to act. I'm killing every Libra. My new alias is Zodiac. Chip is on my shoulder still resist the urge to kill. The bottom line, I let it happen. Never should have made the deal. All I feel is emptiness. My body moves on all autopilot. Smoking, drinking, dropping tracks.
That's all I got.
I can't deny it. Hey, I like it.
Simple life.
No drama, stress free. I'm all alone, but that's okay. Cause maybe it's my destiny. A lot of greats don't get the hell, so it's just me, myself, and I. And those few that keep it true, I fuck with y'all. Ride or die. To anyone that tried to harm the dagger, tried to make it fall, I only got three words for you.
Fuck all
you. Are you down on your luck?
Fucking nigga, keep your head.
When the going gets tough,
fucking nigga, keep your head up.
Is the life that rough?
Fucking nigga, keep your head up.
Keep your head up. And keep your head up.
When you're down on your luck,
fucking nigga, keep your head up.
When the going gets tough,
fucking nigga, keep your head up.
Now is the life that rough?
Fucking nigga, keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
Yeah. Good, bad, happy, sad, protect the mom, abuse the dad, a happy childhood is something that the dagger never had. Still, I find the strength and skills to hurdle any obstacle. My body shows the pain, but most of it is psychological.
Crazy.
Every struggle overcame it, framed it, moved it in the past. Niggas out they fucking mind and bitches moving fucking fast. I mean it though, flashy, cashy bitches flipping fucking fast. I want a girl that got her own, that's why a bitch don't ever lie. Fucking all these niggas for your phone bill and utilities. You ain't on the track,
but you still hoeing.
You ain't fooling.
Nope.
Niggas, I ain't hating if you gotta go and spend your chips. Dead broke or filthy rich,
I still will never pay a bitch.
I'd rather dislike like back in school to play the fucking fool again. So I'ma keep it ice cold. You don't want the hooligan. Keep it clean, but if you call me dirty, I'ma show you messy. When I'm done, I'm going to the UK.
What's cracking, Desi?
Yeah, niggas, keep your head up. But also think about this, man. What would you say if your life was like this?
All right. Yeah. Why you gotta do this, man? You got me over here thinking this shit.
I'm waiting for my lucky day.
I lost my
weight. I'm waiting for my lucky day.
If you always felt alone, no one has your back. Niggas claim to be your friend and hit you with a diss track. Then they get smacked, try to calm it down and play it cool. Niggas is too ludicrous, that's why I gotta act a fool. What would you say if your daddy smacked your mom's around? She's out of town, beat you down, TV's loud, blocking sound. Gotta hype a battle wound, play him off like it's a joke. I'm putting on a fake smile, little kid, no hope. That's why I'm so dope, I trick the chain of channeling. I care what you're saying if you try to come and damage me. I'm numb to the dumb shit, niggas don't surprise me. The more you talk, the more the fact you're not hot is like me. Watch what you say, a man's word is a man's bond. A man breaks his word to the dagger, then the man gone. I got the lines drawn, feeling froggy, take a leap. So I can put you little bitty niggas in your place. Took your kindness for weakness. You know that smile in your face behind your back. Do that sweet shit. I can't even sleep straight, cause I be having dark thoughts. Laying niggas on their back, outlined in white chalk. Put you on for 48. Thanks to me, you famous. Wow, you was talking all that shit. You ain't saying nothing now. What would you say if you was working and your girl at home? Fucking niggas in your bed, taking pictures in the phone. She ain't even paying shit. Daily disrespecting you. But you love her anyway. You don't know what the fuck to do. Must escape reality. Smoke and drink and pop a pill. Grab a pad of pen and Desi beat and show my verbal skills. A lot of y'all I'd rather kill. Been in jail, don't need a prison. Let the judge give you life. Dagger's gonna keep on living. This is just a sample of the shit I think of every day. If you was in the dagger shoes, what the fuck would you say? By others just so they can feel the need to treat you like a drug addict.
All I do is smoke weed.
And pop if I'm going hard, but never if I'm stressing out. A fizzle is for
fun time.
Like when a bitch is letting out. I hear what you be saying, but to me it isn't making sense. All I hear is bullshit falling through your damn lips. Sounding really ignorant. Showing off your limitations. Just another imitation with a lack in education. What would you say? As for me, I never had a choice. So all I do is speak my mind. At least I get to use my voice. But you don't listen. Y'all be sleeping, snoring, catching. Grade me, I get A's and B's. Rest of y'all, S and D's. Some of y'all was getting C, but now I'm grading on the curve. Fuck all y'all dumb fucks, I think fuck is my favorite. Fight the motherfucking curve. Teeth on the concrete. Put to your skull, dead body in the fucking street.
What would you say?
It's lucky you packed so many blow-up dolls. Quack,
be careful. The tiniest prick will pop these things. Giggity.
We've been out here for days. I'm starving.
Hey, what's that?
What?
You're eating something.
You bastard! You have food?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Give me that! Peter! You've been eating my legs?
Yeah, see, now this is why I didn't say anything. I knew you were going to get like this.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Look, Joe. Joe.
You've been eating me!
Okay, you know what? Let's just agree to disagree. Hey.
Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. My young Kip hanging with your boy, chilling out for a little while. How's it going, Kip? All good on your end? Still chilling?
Oh, man, rolling up another blunt.
As you should, while your significant other is out there happy, niggas. Did she do a backflip when she caught the mouse, nigga? Did she do a backflip? Like, yes, I did it. Like,
pretty much.
No, stop, man. But yeah, but let me get into something. Now this is the second half of the show, and y'all know I'm the second half of the show is when we get into the real deep shit talking and shit that's really irked me and the shit that's pissed me off. So,
you've been grinding your gears.
But this one right here, like, really, like, touches home because it touches real close. And this is the dumb bitch story of the week. And it's just that, I'm just going to say, like, my homeboy, right, he's been taking care of his daughter since she was born. And it's funny because he's the one been taking care of his daughter low-key, but is still paying child support because he has to get child support in order for his baby mama to be on county or something. You know what I mean? I don't have baby mamas and everything, so I don't know the technicalities of all this. But technically, in order for her to collect county shit, she has to collect child support too, but still has been getting by, not even taking care of her own daughter, at least not on a consistent and regular basis. So my homeboy's actually been pulling double duty and shit on what he's been doing by taking care of his daughter and everything like that. So much love to my nigga for doing what he got to do. But here's the fucked up shit that done happened this week. My nigga's at work, gets a call at work from his daughter's school. Now, this is all, like I said, I'm not a parent, but I could just imagine how a parent would feel, at least a father, when you get a call from school and they're talking about that the child's mother is there taking out, checking the daughter out of school, just checking her out in the middle of the school day, in the middle of the school year, whatever. Just, I'm coming down here to take her, and we're taking her. And they have never even seen this woman because, like I said, she don't be involved on that side of things as long as she's just collecting her money. She don't care. Now all of a sudden she cares, but it's not even that she cares. Here's the cold part. This girl done remarried. She done, but they was about to cut her off of the government checks and shit because they starting to realize that she's not taking care of her daughter, so why is she collecting government money? In order to still collect her government money, she ran down there, got the homie's daughter, her daughter too, but I mean, I see it as the homie's daughter, snatched her out of school midday and took her home and just took her back to her house with her new husband and everything like that, and now she cares, and now all of a sudden she wants to play mommy and everything, and that's not even what it is. She just don't want to get up off her ass and do no work. She just don't want her checks to go nowhere. So what kind of shit is this?
Now, man, that's that 2011 shit.
And this shit is fucked up because now on one hand I'm trying to tell the homie it's like it's still a double-edged sword because on one hand, man, finally, okay, at least if you're going to be paying child support, at least finally she's going to be having to do something to take care of her daughter or whatever. I mean, finally, why are you paying for something you're not doing? So that's number one. That's positive. But also at the same time,
it's
like
negative,
I said,
because you're going to take a nigga daughter.
Yeah. How are you just going to just snatch up somebody's daughter just out of nowhere for one? And then two, it's like, I'm not talking about people that stay in the projects or anything like that. Let me clarify, because, I mean, I done lived in them some places like that, too, so it's okay. But what I'm saying is when you have the choice of your daughter being in somewhere nicer or being in some place like that, you would want your daughter, at least I would think you would want your child to be in a better place, wherever the better place is. And the better place was where she was.
So why would you take her out of the better place? To make sure that you entrust your own survival? Well, I mean, that's a selfish motherfucker for you, though.
And that's the craziest thing, because now the homie's, like, on a double-edged sword, because it's, like, on one end, like I said, at least he has a lot of free time now. I mean, he doesn't have his daughter and everything, because if he's paying child support, then that's what he should be doing, and she should be, and her mother should care. But at the same time, her mother don't really give a fuck, or she gives a fuck when she wants to or when she chooses to give a fuck. And then in the meantime, it's like, what's going to happen? And this is the part I'm worried about. And that shit is actually scary to me a little bit because, like I said, it's just weird looking at it. And I couldn't even imagine going through it.
It's very simple. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers got to watch the motherfuckers that they be with. Period. Yeah, the motherfucker look cool and all that shit, but if somewhere is a deep-rooted problem that you can't fucking fix.
But I mean, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but
motherfucker,
I mean,
need to beware, nigga. You seen the beware
sign
up before you went over there.
That's some sneaky
shit.
The shit
said dog will bite, nigga.
But Kip, honestly, nigga, but Kip, though, honestly, you at work, nigga, and then, like I said, you and your girl break up or whatever. Y'all ain't been living with. She done remarried, done did some other shit or whatever.
You think
your daughter's at school, nigga. You at work, you get the call from your school talking about there's this lady here coming to take your daughter. She got all the paperwork and everything. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, is that cool? That's not cool.
Nigga, yeah, but I'm going to go blow some up, though, nigga. That's the difference, nigga. Either you going to get mad and handle the issue where you mad at, or you going to let the fucking, you know, nice words and the soothing voice and shit overcome you. It's the same thing as that moment when you finish and a motherfucker look over at you and be like, so what is this? And you want to tell a motherfucker it is what it just was. But instead, you listen to the nice, soothing voice, and you look at the curves, and you be like, oh, I'll just be with you, and we can be together, and yeah, that's how you fucking lose. Fucking stand up and be a man about your shit, man.
Nah, but that's
can't
real.
Just let
that's
a motherfucker
real,
pick on
it.
You, and if you let a motherfucker pick on you, guess what? That's what they're gonna do. you gotta
crazy,
see that at some point.
Baby.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing that he ain't doing everything, but at the same time, I'm quite sure my nigga loved his daughter. So
no,
that's where the pain
that's,
is coming from.
And that's
he can really give
part
a fuck about
because,
what she's doing.
It's because it's just looking at it like it's just looking like. When you take somebody's daughter, you take them not from usually when somebody takes somebody's daughter, or when they take kids away from one parent and give them to another, they're doing that in order to make things better for the child. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be about the child. You're moving this child, or you're putting this child with this person because this is the better person that the child is supposed to be with.
Does this nigga
this
keep jumping around, or because
yeah,
vision is different state every day?
She done took the
and
child,
and that ain't no place for a child. I understand.
Yeah. She done took her, and she done took the child for her own personal benefits, not about the kid's benefit. She was only thinking about herself because she didn't want her government money to start running out because she didn't want to have to get up and start doing shit for her fucking self.
I mean, it sounds like to me, my nigga need to go push the issue, get full custody, and let her pay.
Yeah, which is what he should do, which is what I would do.
And then you turn a double-edged sword into a double-edged shield, you know what I mean?
But I mean, it takes some positive thinking
to do shit like that.
Yeah,
you can't
also,
just fucking,
you know,
go through the problem and the issue and give up there. Like, that's kind of what it sounds like. My nigga just gave up and let a motherfucker do what they want to do. I'm not letting you do what
hard,
you want to do.
It's hard for niggas, too, though, because, like I said, niggas don't like the legal system. Niggas feel that
it's
going to
take some power from
out.
Motherfuckers to make me do what a motherfucker want me to do. I'm telling you off top, you come take my daughter, I'm blowing everything up, and let the FBI fucking take me down. You know what I'm saying? Now you got full custody, motherfucker. It's a double win for me.
But
either
shit,
I'm going to walk out of this motherfucker house ablaze with my daughter in hand, or I'm going to walk out of this motherfucker and they're going to be escorting me and my daughter. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, just shots out. I mean, to all just baby mamas out there. I mean real baby mamas. If you're out there doing
well, I mean,
white
yeah, it don't
kids,
sound like you're talking about real baby mamas, though.
Yeah, this ain't a real baby mama. This is one of them hood rat, I'm going to try to get whatever I can, not do type. You know what I mean? You know, one of them type of bitches. I don't got nothing against women that do shit for their kids, that's doing right for their kids, that go into situations and handle shit for their kids. But it's the difference between girls that are doing shit for their kids and girls that are doing shit for themselves using kids. There's a difference. And don't think a nigga don't recognize
nah,
the difference.
Nah, keep that shit 1,000. You motherfuckers using y'all kids and shit against niggas and all that shit, or for personal, financial, metaphysical, mental game or whatever, you know what I mean, psychological gain you might have. You motherfuckers is just wrong and pitiful. You know what I'm saying? And I feel sorry for you.
But for those that's out there, like, going through it, I mean, that's going through it or dealing with these people, you might be dealing with a baby daddy that's bullshitting, and you might be dealing with a baby mama that's on her and sitting on her ass not doing a motherfucking thing. Y'all got to do right for y'all kids, man. Do what you got to do. Don't be scared of the legal system. You got to make sure these young ones out here, man, because these young ones is coming up crazy than a motherfucker. Y'all crazy. Crazy. I talked about it, what was it, almost a month ago. These little niggas is over here just blapping at the police like they just know, like it's just nothing. Like they just don't care. And that all this shit starts off with shit like this that I'm talking about now, with motherfuckers in the home and shit is fucked up. Because, I mean, you don't have to be with your baby mama. You don't have to be with your baby daddy. But y'all got to be with these kids, and y'all got to make sure these kids is getting the right learning or trying to. You got to get these niggas focused. Because these little kids is losing their motherfucking mind. So, and I mean, and you know, I hate feeling like an old nigga my damn self. I mean, I be wanting to slap the shit out of some of these kids, man. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And these parents are just looking at these kids like they just ain't nothing going on. They ain't going to do nothing, or like it's funny. This shit's not funny, y'all. It's just not funny.
It is funny because I don't go slap no little kid. I go right to their mama or their daddy or their uncle, somebody, nigga.
But man,
I'm gonna slap the dog shit. I'm gonna slap your skin off.
Again, it boils down to it's just like don't make shit harder than it has to be, y'all. Because this shit is hard enough, motherfuckers. And especially those that really want to be there for their kids, that's really trying to do something for their kids. Don't make it harder for these type of people. Make it hard for the motherfuckers that's not doing shit. Y'all got
you know what
backwards.
It is though. Shit is so hard right now. Motherfuckers ain't even got the time to uprise they children and shit. You fucking taking all this time trying to find new ways to pay rent and keep
keep gas in the car and shit, you ain't got time to sit down with little Johnny and explain why this is right and this is wrong. You know what I mean?
But that's not little Johnny's fault. You got to make time. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear we don't get into excuses. You know what I mean?
The natural person is going to say.
Because, see, this is,
you know,
that's
shit,
why
I'm
exactly the reason why
here,
I don't got kids, because I know.
I wish I had the time. I don't got the time.
But this is exactly why I don't got kids
right now,
because I know I don't got the fucking time. I barely got time to deal with my own shit, so I definitely don't want to bring somebody else into the world that I'm not going to be able to focus on and give my full attention to. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I got time for that. I'm going to tell you all the time, nigga. I got time. Wish a motherfucker would come to my door and talk about my.
You
feel
me? We're gonna get into some slappers, y'all. We're gonna go to MIDI music, y'all. D Littles, y'all. That's hot. Let's go.
Let me roll this blunt up right quick.
I'm stingy with the money like my nigga Al Bundy off of Mary with Children. Yeah, my style's very appealing. Won't stop talking till I'm buried in millions. And my buzz got my whole area feeling like. Damn right, I'm on my David Ruffin. Straight thug until I die, so the ladies love him. I ask the streets and they ain't saying nothing but. Everybody know just who I be. I'm cushed out the game like it's growing from the tree. You mad cause my swag is noble, do I bleed? Now tell me who wanna come against me. Come and get me if you think you fucking with me. Really, y'all niggas just suck, Lewinsky. Sin City, we killing the game. Pitching cocaine and sipping on champagne. Temptations, I wish it would rain.
There is only one D. Ruffin. You wish you could work it the way I do. I'm the one selling all the tickets. They coming to see me.
Yeah. Built by the architect. Use my tongue like a gun. Young Malcolm X. Metaphor shred up every letter in the alphabet. In the Las Vegas desert, made by the mob, so we bossed up forever. I'ma let the words flow and let the whole world go. Now I'm about to give it to them bros. Going son of Sam, I'ma kill it on these hoes. It's the son of man, you should feel it in your soul like. Yeah, supreme intelligence, my team I represent. The dream is heaven sent, we scheme for precedence. We leave no evidence, just pieces of skeletons off. Yeah, same shit, different day. Plays a little Torrey and I drift away. My lyrical display make all the niggas say. Pay attention and I'll show you how to MIDI play. Sensei, MJ to the NBA. So believe me when they see me, all the bitches say.
Yes, yes, we're going to keep it pushing, y'all. Levi Seth, when it rains, it pours, y'all.
Caught up in three worlds, babies by three. the meaning. Every time he come home, his wife study screaming. Study in the streets, but his baby girl needs him. He ain't got no money, but he's still trying to feed.
Ain't got no money for the rent, and I'm struggling.
Just don't think it's working out.
Oh, my God, no way.
You want to break up? Why?
I just don't think you're the right woman for me.
Oh, bitch, you got jacked, bitch.
Maybe you should see if Peter will still take you back. I'm sorry, Lois.
I understand, Brian. There's no possible way I can ever thank you enough for this. You're a good friend.
You're a good friend, too, Lois.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Well, thank God everything's back to normal, eh?
I'll say. And to think, Brian, I was like a day away from having sex with you. I was going to push those beds together and take you around the freaking world, Brian. But a nice pat on the head is just as good, huh? You want your ball? You want your ball?
No, Lois, I don't want the ball right now. I'll be in the basement.
Doing what? What do you think?
Okay, somebody's going to have to explain that to me.
Yeah, we're back. Dagger, Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio. Hanging with my boy Young Kid. Hanging with your boy right now, chilling out. I want everybody out there, all my smokers, all my weed heads, all my marijuana cheapers. What the fuck, is that a word, cheapers? I don't think that's a word. Cheapers. Anyway, get your blunts, get your bongs, get your zigzags ready. We're going to get to the smoke session after this little Q&A. Actually, not Q&A. This is just going to be just random thoughts. I told you I try to write down things as they pass through my head so I don't forget, and then we just try to hit them as fast as possible. Now, here's one thing. I was watching a zombie movie lately, right? And it's just so funny. It's like, if zombies really took over the world, like, they is not going to get me. They is not going to get me. These motherfuckers, one, they move too slow. And even the little fast ones be like, as long as you don't let them gang up on you, then you straight. And I don't know how these motherfuckers keep getting trapped and keep getting caught up in the corner, and they're just in the dumbest places, and then they just get got. And all they gotta do is bite you to get to you. They're not gonna catch me. It ain't gonna work that way. It's too easy to fuck up a zombie. I'm sorry. And then the thing that pissed me off, this is what pisses me the most off about zombie movies, is the motherfuckers that be like, it's like say my mom got turned or something like that, and they're like, oh no, it's my mom. No, I can't. Or it's like, it's my daughter. Or, no, this is my brother. I can't kill him. I can't do it. Nigga, please. Kip, I'll tell you this right now, nigga. If you turn into a zombie, nigga, I would not hesitate to blow your motherfucking head off. And I would expect
I wouldn't
the same.
Either.
That's what I'm saying. I would expect the same, nigga. My mama, my grandma could be coming at me, nigga, talking about brains, nigga, so fast. Take her head off. Like,
ooh,
nigga, don't let you taste it.
Don't look nice.
No hesitation. And this goes for anybody out there, y'all. If y'all want to survive a zombie attack, don't hesitate. If it's your daughter, if it's your whoever, if that motherfucker talk about brains and he drooling and he start dragging his feet and shit or whatever, you need to shoot that motherfucker in the head or decapitate him. That's how you kill a zombie, is decapitation. You got to...
This is a little public service announcement. Like I said, just random thoughts, but that should be pissing me off.
I just went retro on you, O, and just rolled up a white boy.
Oh, you rolled up a white boy?
Yeah.
Hey, kid, hey, another
one. I'm going retro.
You hear about Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber got a baby mama now?
Oh, which one was it? The one that he took to the shit in Canada, or the one?
Said, I don't know. You know more about the story than me. I just heard that somebody talking about Justin Bieber, Justin Bieber baby mama. I was just like, now it's just funny hearing about these white people that got like black problems. Usually it's like black people that. This shit is funny as fuck. The niggas are like 16, still 17, right? Like, see what stardom gets you. Stardom gets you a little bit of money, and then a baby mama or two. See this shit already, like.
Man, that nigga made $21 million last year.
Hey, yeah, I believe it, man. Them white girls is on this little. And now the more money he make, the more of these little bitches gonna start coming out the woodwork talking about we trying to get some of that money. Does it ever fail?
Because without the money, he's the same as Todd or Tim or Jim.
That shit is fucking hilarious.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
shit. If you have money, you could be Bieber right now.
Yeah, no, I would not be up there trying to get my Usher on, nigga. No, I'm good.
You just would be talking about that.
No, that's not me. Would not be me. Here's a quick lick for y'all. I was looking at some of the easy, because some of y'all be trying to rob people. And like I said, I don't like being on no ignorant, you know, robbing people type shit. But every now and then, if you're going to rob somebody, y'all got to pick the right targets, because, you know, you want the massive amount of money with the most little bit amount of, you know, resistance and everything like that. You know the people you got to get? Motherfucking parking attendants. And I'm not talking about the parking attendants that be sitting in their little booths behind that little window and shit. I'm talking about
the parking attendants with dollars in their hand.
Yeah, the ones that when you go to, like, concerts or something like that, and they, like, renting out, like, somebody's back parking lot or something like that or something. Those parking attendants, the ones with the little flags and shit trying to wave you in, and them is the people y'all got to get. Why? Because you got to think about it. They run in there, they charge you about, what, $10 a car down there, $8 to $10 a car. They be having them motherfucking filled up with cars, plus they got to keep change in case you got to change out somebody's money. These motherfuckers got bank on, and they on foot, you know what I mean? They got it in their pocket. And they're out wide open area. So, I mean, these are the people y'all got to get. These are the people y'all should be able to get without having to shoot nobody, you should be able to just hit one of them motherfuckers, pocket check them, and run.
I'm going to keep it real. I don't rob for the money no more. I rob for the thrill. So, I'm going to be looking for a big-ass bodybuilder to rob. You know what I mean?
Stupid ass, but these are the niggas y'all need to be robbing. If y'all want to get some, now look, is it gonna be because of me that you're gonna hear about it in the news somewhere that some parking attendant got slapped in the middle of the parking lot, got robbed?
Slap
all the money's gonna be on the news or something. Oh, that shit's gonna be dumb. But
from the slap-a-hoe tribe.
I'm not trying to promote violence, y'all. I just want y'all to be smart. Like I said, if you're gonna do wrong, do it right. And so if you're gonna do it right, you gotta do shit like that, y'all. You gotta rob the right people. Don't just
nigga,
rob.
Nigga, I went to a store yesterday, nigga, and bought some shit called Whore on the Leash, nigga, and it's awesome.
Called what?
It's called Whore on the Leash.
Whore on the Leash. Now explain what this product is, then, kid. What is this?
Nigga, it's some green, nigga.
Excuse me. Now you said whore.
Nigga,
on the
that
leash.
Shit. Yeah, that's what I said. I said everything that you said when they told me the name. I said, what?
Who? Like, what the fuck is whore on the leash, nigga? Like, yeah.
Whore on the leash? Like, I don't know what that is, my nigga, but it sounds awesome. Give me a 7 right now.
No, we'll see. Let me see what else I want to talk about. I also don't like how they're remaking everything, how it's like there's no originality in the world anymore. They're remaking everything. They're remaking movies. They're remaking songs. They're remaking all kind of shit. Like, they're remaking Footloose. Now, I actually liked the original Footloose. But, I mean, it's because maybe it was original and it was one of the old school shit. Kevin Bacon as a little 17-year-old. They was out there getting their little two steps on and everything. But have you seen the previews for the new Footloose?
No.
Oh, they're putting so much extras on it. Like, it's not even Footloose no more. I mean, when you think of Footloose, you think of the old school shit or whatever. Now these niggas are on the and it's a bunch of white people doing all the black dances.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a social thing, you know what I mean? Like, everything that's right is white. So, of course, if we were on the stage dancing,
It wouldn't try. You got to show white men doing it better.
Like, no, seriously, my nigga, you can track that shit. Music and TV and movies and whatnot. They don't, you know, black people have stopped going to the movies for a long time, my nigga. They stopped putting motherfuckers in actual roles when niggas decided they was going to stop shucking and jiving, you know what I mean?
That shit is crazy, man.
They only
start putting
black people back in so that they could get the viewers. So, of course, they wouldn't make them stars at first. They make them like a supporting cast member or something, give a nigga a little halfway heroic, you know, scene or some shit.
Yeah.
Black people come to the movies again.
and then how they remaking the songs too, like this, what's this song? I forget who does it, but it's like, it's called Hit and Run, like, that straight up tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
Wow.
Like, that shit, but they're remaking, this is what I'm saying, how many times do we have to keep redoing? That's the only thing I remember from that whole damn song. Why? Because it's a spinoff of the old school shit. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not
even
nothing brand
new. I wouldn't
even
remember that because it's boo-boo. And niggas ain't got no creativity no more, man. You could tell it's in the music. Niggas don't make songs no more. They loop and, you know what I mean?
Oh, and the new cartoon that's on deck now. It's not a new one, but it's an old cartoon, but this is what I like. They redoing Beavis and Butthead, but they kept it old school. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah. So they,
if you watch the new Casino, yeah, like I said, I watch cartoons, and this is what I'll be watching sometimes, y'all, so fuck it. But, yeah, the new Beavis and Butthead looks just like the old Beavis and Butthead, but it's just all new topics. This is the shit I'll be on. Like, because it still came on looking all grimy, but they talking about new videos and shit or whatever. This is how, if you want to redo something, it's okay to redo something, but you don't want to redo it to the point where it's all the way something brand new and you look stupid because we know it's supposed to be a remake of something old. So that doesn't make sense to me, and I don't like that personally. Another thing I don't like, what else don't I like? I don't like people that catch the bus to go to clubs or parties. It ain't that serious. It ain't that serious. I catch the bus.
I mean, yeah, that, at the same time, my nigga, yeah, can't you respect the motherfucker for making their own way, though?
But I
you know how niggas
it,
be, man. Niggas get tired of you asking
look,
for favors.
I'll get on the bus to go to work, to make some money, to pick up some change. If I got to go to the grocery store to get some food. You know what I mean? I'll get on the bus. I'm not saying there's something wrong with the bus.
But to go to the club is wrong.
To go to the club is something wrong with that. Like, you
well,
get all dressed
ain't got
up.
No automobile.
Nah,
Kid, wait.
If you get all dressed up at like 9, 10 o'clock to go get on the bus to get to a club by 11:30, to party for 2 hours, to get back on the bus and try to catch the last bus to go back home, there's something wrong with that.
I would say that nigga got drive.
There's something wrong with that.
Nah, that nigga got drive, nigga. He trying to make it happen. He wants some coochie in his life.
I'm not even talking about niggas. I'm talking about bitches.
Yeah, don't forget, nigga. He trying to get a bitch to ride the bus back with him. You know what I mean? and you got to keep it real, nigga. That's a fly nigga, man.
Nah.
You can put a bitch on the bus. You know what I'm saying? He's a fly nigga.
If he do, yeah, he is. But still, I'm just saying it ain't that serious. Because, motherfucker, and it's
you
crazy.
You only say
because,
that because you get coochie from different people on a normal basis.
Hey, we're not talking about me. We're talking about these motherfuckers that be on the bus trying to go to the parties.
I know, but if you was a nigga on the bus trying to go to the party, would you be trying to pull some, you know what I mean?
No, you don't do that.
Nigga,
if
it sound like you on the bus going to the party, you must ain't got no female. Because if you did, and she letting you do that, you know what I mean? Like, she must not give a fuck about you.
I don't know nothing about it. It ain't that serious. And then I come to find out that a lot of these bitches, they get on the bus to go to the party with the full intent of going home with some nigga. Like, that's their intent. Like, I'm gonna get there and I'm gonna leave with somebody. Somebody gonna take me home. Da, 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 da. Like, how do you have that kind of mentality? Here you go. Like,
I mean, it's like, what do you believe in? You know what I mean?
But that shit is fucking dumb. But this is where we're at now. This is what's hot. This is what's
that's,
the
that's some good shit.
No, it's not. We're gonna have to agree to disagree because there's no reason. Like I said, if you ain't got no friends that want to go party, if you ain't got no dude or no girls that want to roll out with you or whatever, there's no need for your ass to get on the bus all late trying to look all super cute to go party with some motherfuckers.
You got
back
girls trying to roll out with you. You shouldn't be on the bus.
What?
If you got girls rolling out with you, you shouldn't be on the bus.
Exactly, but there'll be groups of motherfuckers on the bus trying to go party, like a group of girls or a group of guys, like, oh, we going to this club, fuck it, we in the... No! Then how do you look coming out and then going, when you come out the club, walking to the bus stop? How do you look?
You look like how you supposed to look, like a motherfucker without a car. You look sad.
Nah, nigga, that shit is...
sad, you know what I mean? And the niggas that you was talking shit about, you know what I'm saying?
I got all props for those that just don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to downplay. I just want y'all to know that if you catching a bus to go party and club or whatever, you don't have to do that. It ain't that serious.
This nigga O got issues with the MTA, that's all.
I don't got no issues.
This nigga hates the MTA, I'm spreading the word.
it just looks dumb to me, my nigga. It just looks dumb. Just stay your ass at the house. You know what I mean? It's not that serious.
This nigga got beat metro transportation.
It's not that serious. Especially what, you got to get a transfer or something? Because you know
you
the club ain't on the same street you going
down.
What's so next? You
gotta
get the
have a nigga hopping on the Greyhound to go party?
Man, what do you mean, hopping on a Greyhound to go party?
That's some baller shit. You hopping on a Greyhound.
You fucking idiot, man. This shit is dumb, though. Man. Y'all motherfuckers, man, get a car, step your game up. I mean, or just, I'm not even saying it like that, because like I said, not everybody got a car, not everybody, but you don't need to be on the bus to go to a damn party. It ain't that, that's my bottom line, is that you don't need to be on.
You better hop on a party line or something.
There you go. Like I said, you got some minutes to blow with them or something, y'all. Do something else with yourself, man. Get on the internet. Look at some porn. Like I said, it ain't that serious. No, but, oh, and then we just had Halloween, right? You know what else I thought about? We just had Halloween, right? Isn't Halloween like Christmas for pedophiles? Like, I thought
of
that, too. Like,
I was talking about that shit because I went out. Go do something, and I just seen a gang of little kids looking like straight whores while they're like... That's what the costumes are. Like, they don't got no, you know, even the angel is like a horse angel. Like, what the fuck?
But I'm not even talking about the angel. I'm talking about
little small 12 and 14-year-olds with fishnet stockings on. Like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
That they started. And then, but then also, you got these kids, you got these people that like kids, guys, girls, whatever. And then if you don't know they're a pedophile and they sitting at their house passing out candy and shit, you just parading your kid up to this dude. Like, he just all looking at your kid all funny and shit. And just, what the fuck you looking at, homie? Like, I know pedophiles love Chris. Like, they love Halloween. They gotta love it. And that's just foul, too. It make me not want to take my people trick-or-treating. Because that shit, I just thought about that shit, man. Like, what the fuck? Some old-ass little man going to be eyeballing my niece and nephew, looking at them all funny. And then if I slap the shit out the nigga in the middle of his own porch, I'm wrong, right? I mean, I'm wrong?
Nah, you right. I don't do that shit, nigga. I go to fucking Rite Aid and buy a big pack of candy and just sit here with it.
Yeah. And then I heard this other
story. You want candy, I'll go buy you some candy.
And then here's that. Let me talk
you
about
up nobody's door.
Let me talk
well,
about this shit real quick,
too.
Daughter
is.
And then it was funny.
Nigga, I will beat your ass in your front on your front lawn.
I should have bet money on these motherfuckers' wedding, man. I knew that shit wasn't going to last. The Chris and Kim Kardashian knew that shit wasn't going to fucking last. Nigga, 73
years. Man. She got more money than him.
That number one and number two, you can't fuck with the Kardashians like that, especially not Kim. Kim's a high class hoe. Period.
I wouldn't even want to. Like, she seemed boo boo to me.
Like,
I'm gonna keep it real, my nigga. You know, I tell motherfuckers I hate pretty women. It's not even that I hate pretty women. It's just I hate motherfuckers that only bring themselves to the party. Like, you know, like what do you really
like,
have
anybody,
to offer? Like, you know,
really
I'm just
think,
here. Like, God, nah.
Did anybody really think this shit was gonna last? I was betting motherfuckers. I was getting into arguments. Oh, why you always hating on Kim? She really found love and they're gonna be okay. And hell, motherfucking nah, that shit wasn't gonna last. They did that shit for the TV show or whatever. Then as soon as the TVs went off, nigga, that shit was thufo. And then it's gonna be a new nigga next season. So, I mean, it's like...
There's going to be three new niggas before next season, though. That's just to let you know what it really is. You know what
I mean? And I even hear Reggie Bush trying to get back into the mix. Like, nigga, you trying to get back on TV because your football career going south. Nigga, come on now.
I mean,
y'all ain't fooling me.
Wasn't it her and Ray J? That's how she got known?
Exactly. Ray J
she may have had all the money in
the
world,
place.
But I didn't know who Kim Kardashian was before Ray J took it down.
until Ray J
so
put her on tape and put her on there. Oh, now everybody
you
know
knows
Kiss.
Like, let me take
and
down a couple celebrities and just be there.
But, man, yo, there's just too much shit going on in the world, y'all. You see, this is too much.
I knew they wasn't
going to
last when I seen that episode where she dropped her earring in the fucking pool. Like, whatever, the ocean, the pool, whatever the fuck
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? She was all, my earring.
And then, you know, his logic versus her emotions, which her emotions, it was pretty and it was mine and
but
it cost
bitch,
a lot.
You
his logic, which
chair.
Was, well, bitch, if you loved it that much, why the fuck were you wearing it?
And then that, and bitch, but you're fucking Kim Kardashian. Go buy you another set, bitch, like you don't got the money to go get some more. Bitch, shut the fuck up.
I'm sitting here crying, nigga.
Yeah, like...
Awesomely and utterly retarded. Nigga, I'll slap a motherfucker for doing some shit like that.
We about
like,
to get
into it. Right.
Hey, kid, go ahead. Get that blunt ready, man. We about to get into the smoke session, y'all. I hope y'all ready, y'all. Here we go. Mary Jane, Infamous Yangsta. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm arsonist, nigga. Studio, my nigga, drop one for that ass, nigga. Ah. Fuck girl, my nigga, Music Mike, too. You know we up here doing what you do. Just on the road, get blow, nigga. Growing up, I had nothing the way I do now. Except a nigga much older, plus a nigga got a child on the block hustling. When niggas smoking black and mouse for me, we work slutty to bring the stress down. And I don't want these bitches shit. Hand me a bag of stress, two switches, tall can and a brandy fifth. Bubble gum policies and some cigarettes instead of dodie. Niggas be amazed with the 20 hit fucking ace. I'd rather go and cop a half ounce, sip some brandy and smoke until I pass out. Wake up to go do it again. Roll up a couple switches, invite a few friends. Matter of fact, throw a barbecue. Call up the Cali crew, tell them bring a dish or two and a pack of brew. And don't forget that bag of weed for me and that shit that I need. It's my
Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Not to think of stuff, it's a stress for me. Cold focus tugging on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Not to think of stuff, it's a stress for me. Don't focus on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with.
Bitch made, nigga, make me smoke too. Calm my nerves down before I have to do some food. Because my life's got enough stress. Crooked ass hoes in the project. Fake soldiers and hood tests. Roll up another one until you feel it in your chest. Reclined in the mind, I think I need a rest. Wait to a cigarette and get myself back in the game. Trying to stay in the light, even though it always seems like it's raining. So fuck the world and every asshole in it. Especially the bitch where my nigga at the clinic. Most niggas lies as fuck, stuck and rust in the ghetto with no choice to bust. Can't keep their head up, the system got a block down. So I roll up a blunt and try to find a way to get out. Let the rhyme spill out, get dope, my mind's lifted. But now a nigga got a new vision for my
Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Now the sticky stuff is a stress for me. Cold focus ducking on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Now the sticky stuff is a stress for me. Old folk is thugging on these grimy streets to make me need to get high with Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My N-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. My M-A-R-Y-J-A-N-E, my Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Now the thing is up, it's a stress for me. Whole focus hugging on these grimy streets that make me need to get out of it. Mary Jane. Roll up a switch of sweet. Now the thing is up, it's a stress for me. Whole focus hugging on these grimy streets that make me need to get out of it. Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, Infamous Yangsta. We're going to keep the smoke session pushing with the Las Vegas hustler, Chunk Soup himself. I know you got a bag, player. Let me hit that shit.
I ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. I love, but we will never change. I think I wanna. I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others, that's that. Yeah, I love them all, Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on Ben, my deal is selling. Better find another brother, cause I make you. I take weed from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I'll just stay in outer space. Cause I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting, I'll be getting. I be getting high.
I be getting, begin, begin, getting. I be getting high.
I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting high. I be getting
high. I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Weed is from the earth, it don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up to spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change, now my head is spinning, cause I'm puffing on this. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole four.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheel, let's rip a bone.
Smoke it, dude.
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong.
Why do the song?
It's Jesse fault, he did the beat. He knew that I would smoke a sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the Dagger said. And you ain't got a dance, and spark it up, lean and bob your head. I'll be getting, 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 I'll be getting,
I'll be getting, begin, begin, getting, I'll be getting.
I be getting, 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 I be getting.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Am I too critical? We make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let the niggas make their money. They ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping. Cause Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I'll be smoking then. I'll fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops or hating, just don't ever stop. It's not cause I'm scared, them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weak cause they don't wanna buy their own. You can have that little sack, you didn't find a whole zone. Now let's get back to work, they tried to make the Dagger slip. And I don't sell for any weed, I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my duffel weed smokers and the west side. Our growers and sellers, cause without them there's no. Smoked some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here,
it's gonna fuck me up. I be getting, 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 I be getting,
I be getting, begin, begin, getting, I be getting,
I be getting, I be getting, I be getting, I be getting, I be getting, I be getting.
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
Now I remember why I hate these places. Crowded, loud, but if Francine thinks this is going to save our marriage. All right, target identified. Let's bring on the charm.
Hi, I'm...
Intercourse!
Excuse me?
Intercourse! I'm going to have intercourse with you. I'm divorced, it's fine. God, I guess I'm a little rusty. Need to ease into it a bit. Foreplay, man, intercourse!
Yes, y'all. Dagger, Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio. We're coming to the end of another show. I want to thank all y'all for coming out, for listening. If you joined in, if you've been here from the beginning, been here from jump, I want to thank you. Like I said, I want to shout out Topaz Lachey, about to do a real big of Mazookas again tonight, y'all. Without her, Boss Lady herself, there is no Bang Out Radio. She's the creator of all this. She done gave me my chance to get out here and help out with y'all. So I'm trying to do what I can and do my part. So just make sure, make sure y'all at Mazookas tonight, y'all. That's 42101 Sierra Highway. Again, ladies, you guys are free before 10:30. So just make sure you get there on time. If you're there late, you're going to get charged $10. So I don't want to hear you crying about it later, all right? I don't need to hear that shit. Don't nobody else need to hear that shit. Get your ass there on time, and then you'll be straight, all right? All independent artists, make sure y'all get at me. Make sure y'all call in. Well, don't call in now. It's too late. But make sure y'all get in y'all music, y'all slappers, y'all hood bangers, y'all hood anthems. Make sure y'all get them to me. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right?
Beauties of the Week. If y'all want to get in, that's the same email. Make sure y'all get in. Producers, directors, we hollering at everybody, all right, y'all? Make sure y'all get at me. What else? I don't know. I guess that's about it, y'all. Like I said, it's been a good week. I hope everybody has another good week. I'll see y'all back next Sunday on Slap Sundays. Make sure y'all talking about the show. Make sure y'all spreading the word. Make sure y'all spreading the links. Make sure y'all letting people know that this is where it's at. We're not out here bullshitting. We're not out here trying to do nobody no harm. We're just trying to do the best that we can and try to stay positive and keep moving forward. I want to thank Kit for hollering at me, getting in here today, hanging with me for a little while. Good looking out. And that's where we at, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and end it on this. We're going to roll with Weirdo TC. You know, I want y'all to drown me out because we don't swag no more. I'll see y'all next week. The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Fuck with it or don't. One or the other.
Fresher than my Dougie.